This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details about the network and links to all the shows, well, most of the shows. Anyway, just go to deliberatenoise.com. To collect my thoughts, because it's the second time trying to record this. Yesterday, I am totally screwing this up already. Alright, yesterday, I got home and I watched the first hour of the 2-hour season finale for Dark Matter. Alright, now this Dark Matter is a show based on a Dark Horse comic book. A lot of people don't know that. Where a group of people wake up on a spaceship and they don't have any of their memories. Okay. And so they have to find out the truth about who they are, why they don't have any memories, as well as trying to survive in this this galaxy where people are trying to where some people are trying to kill them and other people are trying to arrest them. Right? 2-hour second season finale. And this has been a really weird season. If you haven't started watching, I'm going to try to keep this as spoiler-free as possible. But it started off in an interesting place. And I mean that, you know, quite literally. Because they aren't... it doesn't start off on the ship. Now, the ship is still an integral part of the series, but this season starts off in a prison. Okay. They end up switching around some of the characters, you know. They got rid of some characters and they've added some characters. And that's just from season one. But throughout the course of the season, some of the new characters that they added, they also... let's just say fall by the wayside. And one of them just made absolutely no sense. You know, one of the characters, they at least completed their story arc for now. But the other character just seemed to be the victim of some random violence and then was never seen of again. You know, and it's just like, huh? What? So that was kind of weird to me, you know. I don't know. It's just like they had to retool the show. It's like at the end of this first season, they found themselves in a particular predicament, right? And they had some subplots that had been started but not resolved, okay. And then the few episodes on the prison almost felt like a wrap up movie if they didn't get renewed. You know, if they didn't get renewed for a second season, then they could have had a movie, right? And that movie could have been those episodes on the prison, because then after the episodes on the prison, they went back on the ship, and it's almost like, with the exception of these new characters, that time on the prison didn't mean a whole lot. But there were some some loose ends need to be tied up there, you know. And that's what's one thing that is that I like about this show. There are a lot of loose ends that aren't just neatly tied up at the end of an hour, you know. There are some loose ends from the first season that, even though now we're at like the last episode of the second season, they haven't really been resolved. They've been addressed, they've been brought up time and time again, but as for actual completion, no, nobody's been, you know, it hasn't been completed yet. Although once it has been, it looks like that could be the setup for the next season, you know. I mean, it's just, it's really good storytelling. And unlike a lot of other sci-fi stories, this one isn't all just reliant on plot, right? It's like for some shows like The Expanse, which is actually based on books, so maybe they have a little bit of leeway there. It's not just like these are characters that exist to serve the plot, and you know the plot is what moves the whole story, right? Because with a lot of The Expanse, which I do like, by the way, I don't know if I ever got back to talk about that whole series, but I did end up liking enough that now I kind of want to read the books. But a lot of their characters could be easily swapped out for other characters, you know. That's, you know, there's the characters are mostly walking personalities, if that makes any sense. They don't seem like they're actual people, you know. They have histories and all that kind of stuff, but they just seem like, okay, we need a particular type of person for this character, you know. We need a particular type of person for this one, that type of thing. But that's not the impression I get from Dark Matter, right? And it's not all character either, you know, because there are some character, you know, there's some shows. I guess I would kind of say like the first season of Killjoys was sort of like this, where you had these great characters, you had this great setting, and then you just had to figure out a way to build a good story around them, you know. Supernatural was like that in the first season, you know. And both the first season of Killjoys and like the first season of Supernatural had in common is that they were a lot of one and done stories with like very tenuous ongoing plot in the background, right? Supernatural, when it started off, was a Monster of the Week show, sort of like X-Files or something. The first season, you know, the first half of the first season of Killjoys was pretty much like the retrieval of the week. You know, they had some bounty that they had to go after. Yeah, there you go, bounty of the week. That's what they had to go after. They had to go after some person, and that was that week's story. And then after a while, it's like, oh, okay, they do have more to it. And I never, ever got that impression with Dark Matter. You know, that's why I think that's kind of why I enjoy Killjoys a little more than Dark Matter in the beginning, because Dark Matter cared about character and plot, and it wasn't going to rush either one. It wasn't going to say, okay, these are these characters, this is what they're all about. It's like, no, this is a mystery, so you had to unlock the mystery. And now that, you know, the first season, which could be considered chapter one, is over, and they have unwrapped most of the mystery about who the characters are, and, you know, about who the characters are, now they're more into what they are all about, you know, what's going on with them, and what they were like beforehand, that kind of a thing, right? And I like that. It's a little bit more, it's a little less easily digestible than Killjoys was. And that's not a slam on Killjoys, because I really enjoy Killjoys. I still like Killjoys, even though they sort of once again, trying to keep it spoiler free, they took two of my favorite characters off the table, and they got rid of one of my favorite supporting cast members. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, and you've seen it, you know, and you've seen the season finale of Killjoys, let me know and I'll let you know. But yeah, so with Dark Matter, I actually let the episodes build up for a while, and I will admit, I let them build up because I was just like, I was close to dropping the show, because it's like, all right, this is taking a little too long to get to the resolution of the mystery, and that was all my fault. That I completely admit. It was not a problem with their storytelling, it was just a problem with my expectations. So when I actually sat and binge watched, like, I want to say like last 7 episodes in a row, just boom, 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 right before the second season started, I was hooked. I was like, okay, yeah, I should have been a lot more patient, you know, a lot more patient. And so now we get to the point where they haven't wrapped up the mystery, but they've given us just enough to keep us interested. And now, you know, they're hinting at a future, you know, because that's one thing about this show. You know, it spent a lot of time hinting about the past and resolving the past, but then they said, hey, here's his major plot twist. This is what it's all about. The present is interesting. You know, the past is interesting, the present is interesting, but what about that future, huh? You know, so now there's this whole new future that they have to look forward to. Possible future. So, and you know what? No time travel. So, hey, you know, I'm down for that. So we will see what's gonna happen, with Dark Matter. But I watched the first hour and really enjoyed it. Didn't get to the second hour simply because, you know how when you're watching TV and you start watching a TV show and there's nobody home, so you're able to enjoy said television show, but then all of a sudden people come home and they want to talk about their day and they want to know how your day was. And I'm not talking about just my significant other, but also the children. They want to, hey, daddy, how are you doing? So rather than be rude and tell them, oh, you know, I'm in the middle of something right now, because I'm really not, I'm just watching TV, you know, doing research for a podcast. You know, I said, hey, you know what? I'll watch the second part later. Anyway, so yeah, I'm really enjoying Dark Matter. If you haven't been watching it, I know season 1 is on Netflix. Season 2 will probably be on Netflix in a couple of weeks, because sci-fi shows have really been turning around quick with Netflix. That is a good thing, so you can get all caught up. Yeah, so hopefully tomorrow I will be able to talk about the second hour of the season finale. Anyway, thanks. I'm at work now, so I'll talk to you later. Be back soon with another episode. I'm going to see.